Again, the future is ours. We are going to shape our future. And another way we're going to shape our future is to make sure our children are literate. You are getting nowhere without a cane and braille. You are getting nowhere without being literate. And here to talk about however they want to talk about it, obviously the Bell program will work its way in there. I give you, in whatever order they choose to do it, Jessica Brown, Brooke Jensen, and Kate Mendez. Ladies, it's yours.
Sings to my lady love. The bell rings, the bell swings, and always has.
I'll try that.
Right
try that.
From the start.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Brooke Jensen, and Father Sheehan, I just want to say it's inspiring to hear what the Xavier Society is doing. My son's five. And out of all the jobs that he throws around, which varies from day to day, as anybody who's had children knows, he has said that he is interested in becoming a priest. And it's inspiring to know that when you come to a convention like this and you realize that the possibility is there, that the answer is not no. And thank you. I'm Brooke Jensen. I'm a co-leader of a new Parents of Laughter in Northern New York. And Carl did introduce me briefly. And again, my passion does come from the NFB and its mission, but the dreams that we have to start a Bell program in New York that we'll speak of, they can't come true by just the work of me. It comes from the people at the top, the NFB, like Mark Riccobono, Dr. Maurer, the support and opportunity, most of all, from Carl Jacobson, our president, and the support of Maria Garcia, and also a good friend, an equally passionate NFB and POBC member who's here to speak also today, Jessica Brown. I co-lead with Jessica. And also with us is Kate Mendez, who is president of the National Organization of Blind Educators. As fellow Federationists, we're here to talk to you today about the dream of bringing the NFB's Bell program to New York State. If you've never heard of the Bell program, it's a program that was first started in Maryland in 2008 that promotes Braille literacy, hence the acronym, which stands for Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning. And since then, it's spread to 19 states, and we want to make New York an addition to that list. As Kate, Jessica, and I prepared our panel, we all agreed that in order to understand the mission and purpose of the Bell program, as parents, we must first grasp the fundamental importance of promoting lifelong Braille literacy for our children. And Kate is going to talk about that, and I do just want to piggyback off of some of the statements that were made earlier this morning to just let you know that the Bell program, one of its missions is to promote Braille literacy for children who would benefit from more Braille instruction, especially those who aren't typically given enough Braille instruction in their school year. And I'm not going to bog down the presentation with my own personal battles to get Braille instruction for my son, but will simply say that IDEA was written and passed and through the efforts of people decades ago when it was originally passed under a different name in 1975. There was a certain spirit to that law that has continued as it's been improved, but I can speak from personal experience to say that I'm not the only parent in the state or in the country who has a child who the spirit of the law is there, but how it's implemented is not always the case. And what ends up happening for those children is who are low vision or legally blind, who it is deemed appropriate then to rely on their sight rather than having the non-visual tools in their toolbox that they need. What ends up happening and what we fear and why we want to bring the Bell program to such children is that those children would then in childhood they not compete with the sighted because of the visual condition, but they never learned the non-visual skills to compete with the blind. And therefore, that when they're adults, they're at the bottom of the barrel in terms of competition. So the Bell program is extremely important, just so that you know that it's this program that we're advocating for is definitely not a summer frill. It's very important. So to discuss how the Bell Program can be a primary means to promote independence, confidence, and literacy for our blind children in New York State is Kate Mendez.
Hello again. Okay. So why Braille? Why are we even having this conversation? There are computers now, right? And they all talk to us, and everything's perfectly accessible, and those dots are bulky, and they're hard to produce, so why do we bother, right? We've all heard that argument about 7,000 times. Okay, here's why. First of all, there are times when technology fails us. It can be something as simple as, uh-oh, I forgot to charge my fill-in-the-name-of-talking accessible device. There are also times when it breaks. Think about all of us have had this happen to us. We've been reading along blithely with our electronic device, and it's chattering away at us, and all of a sudden it stops. And your sound card blew, or your headphones blew, or something happened, and all of a sudden you're in an auditory void, and you can't access whatever it is that you need to access, right? There are also times when technology is aesthetically not appropriate. I think in particular of my sister's wedding last year. I did not want to be up there at the podium schlepping my computer or my, you know, with my earpiece in my ear in my fancy $200 dress, right? Reading the reading during my sister's wedding. So there are times when technology just isn't the option. And so if you can't read print, or if you read print really, really slowly, and it has to be size 8 million font, right, that you need another tool, all right? And that's when you need Braille, and that's when, if you don't know Braille, you are sunk. So that's one of the reasons we need Braille. Another reason, and now I'm going to put on my other hat here, and not just my Braille reader hat, but my teacher of children to read hat. Kids need concepts of print. Ask any teacher of any demographic of children in this country, and they will tell you that before children can effectively learn to read and write, they need to see words on a page. They need to know about titles and headings and spacing and periods and capital letters and punctuation and on and on and on. And that's input you don't get if you're having a headphone yammering in your ear. All right, you only get that through a physical tactile experience of looking at words on a page. So again, Braille. There's no other substitute for it. If a child cannot read print or cannot read print at a competitive rate with his or her peers, you really don't have another option when it comes to early literacy. Finally, and I guess this is more of a philosophical reason than a practical one, why wouldn't you give your child another tool in their toolbox? Mark Riccobono spoke about this somewhat this morning during the scholarship committee breakfast. And I was thinking the other day as I was talking to Ray Wayne about this subject kind of in the hallway at the registration table, sighted children, let's use the example of sighted kids and print and cursive, okay? What do you say to your sighted child? All right, 90% of what you need to read is in print, only 10% is in cursive. So, cursive is a pain in the neck, let's not learn cursive. Right? Would you say that to your sighted child? And there's probably somebody in the back of the room going, my kid didn't learn cursive in school. Yeah, right? And there's probably times when your kid goes, I can't read that. Right? Sighted kids learn different ways of accessing literacy because it's necessary. You don't want to limit your kids' access to any form of literacy. And the same is true for blind kids. Blind kids need Braille because, yeah, maybe 90% of the time, they'll use a CCTV, they'll use a screen reader, they'll use something else. But for that 10% of the time when those things aren't an option, do you want your kid to be sitting there with no tools in their toolbox? I don't think any of us can say that we do. So for all of those reasons, right, we need Braille. And that leads us to the Bell program and what that can do for our kids.
Thank you, Kate. My name's Jessica Brown, and I just quickly want to say Kate had her notes in Braille. She did not have a device. To elaborate on that, my daughter just got a note taker this summer, and we were playing with it at home, and she was starting to read a book, and it crashed on her. Therefore, she reads. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. My daughter is 6 years old. Braille literacy is very important to my daughter. She is in first grade, reads on a third grade level, and uses it every day in school. She loves to take books with her everywhere she goes, and I believe that Braille gives her freedom and confidence by being able to learn by reading. That's why Braille is important to my daughter's life. And Brooke's just going to elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah. And again, just to go along with what Kate and Jessica have said, I am a parent of a blind child as well. For me, I know that I'm on the right path advocating for Braille literacy for my son when people say, wow, how'd you learn to read so quickly? And just like Kate said, his fascinating answer to me that I didn't expect as a low vision learner who accesses print in Braille is when he said that Braille was what did it. He's 5, and I didn't coach that or say that ever to him. That was his answer. And it made me realize that because the words all of a sudden became real to him under his fingers, he was able, that he couldn't otherwise see from far away or on the wall, all of a sudden he realized that those letters together make words. And I was so proud, and he was so proud. And I also know that when he comes home from kindergarten with red eyes and tells me that they hurt, and I just tell him it's okay. Those are the times when you can switch over. So to get more to the details of the Braille, of the Bell program, Braille literacy is obviously important for kids. And I've talked about the history of the Bell program. The mission of the Bell program is designed to provide intensive, fun, and hands-on Braille instruction to blind and low-vision kids in the summer. It's for the blind who can benefit from more Braille instruction or who aren't receiving enough. And it's a 2-week, 7 hours a day, weekday, non-residential program. It serves students ages 4 to 12, with some flexibility on age, depending on the application process. The NFB supports the Bell program. The NFB in the Jernigan Institute supports us with lesson plans and curriculum available for those ages, as well as a recommended schedule that's then adapted by the leaders of the program and the teachers. And numbers that have been given to us by the contact within the Jernigan Institute, Natalie Shaheen, and, you know, 5 to 15 students is a desirable number of students. And then the student-to-teacher ratio then depends on the needs of the group. Support for the teachers is provided by the NFB, and participating students also receive giveaway bags from the NFB at the end of the program. And a timeline or future action that we are looking at is that there's a late fall application deadline this year, and the biggest message is that in order to apply, we're going to need to know what kind of interest that we have from families within New York State who have children who they would then enroll in the program. And so the best thing that can be done by maybe parents of blind children, chapter leaders, or anybody here, if you're a teacher of the blind, if you're a parent of the blind, spread the word and get in contact with me. My email is Brooke, Brooke, .Nash, N as in Nancy, A-S-H, @gmail.com. Or contact Carl, but definitely it's definitely easier if we go through, you know, one person, and he's kind of put me in charge of heading the program. But if we know what kind of interest level we have, then we know we can move forward with everything. And then, of course, funding. Any ideas for fundraisers? Any buddy who's in a business or knows somebody in a business who would be interested in donating to the NFB to help us fund such a program, spread the word about that. It takes a chief of a program, teachers identified, which we've already had teachers express interest in volunteering if we simply have the student group and we have the funding. It takes a location, which we will determine based on the demographics of the interest that we get, whether it be further upstate or in kind of mid-state or closer to New York City, and then funding and recruiting is the other big key. And those are the main details. And we'll have kind of a Q&A session at the end, but I'd also like for Kate to come back and discuss also the social, actually, no, it's going to Jessica to discuss the academic benefits, and then Kate will discuss social benefits of the Bell program.
Okay. Before I get started, I'd like to ask a couple questions. How many people have children that receive ESY, otherwise known as extended school year? Nobody. Okay, except for me and Brooke, right? Yeah.
There was no answer, I
suppose. There wasn't.
Okay.
How many people here are teachers, TVIs?
Yes.
One, two, three? Yeah. Three, four?
TVI, say I. That's better. Hands don't work.
How many have children or students that don't qualify for ESY?
Yes.
One, two, three? Okay. How many think that their children should receive it or receive more than they already do?
Yes.
Okay. How many of you have children who have low vision, who have struggled with print lately, and you've been told that Braille is too hard to learn, or that there aren't any opportunities to expose your child to it? Exactly. Now I want everyone to think about how much print a sighted person sees every day, and I think I've already heard somebody comment on this. Sighted people see print all day, everywhere they look, even when they aren't reading. Now think about how much Braille a blind child sees every day. They only see what is in their hands. Correct? Correct. ESY may only provide Braille instruction 3 times a week for an hour, if you're lucky, or not at all. How many of you know that ESY is only to prevent regression? How many of you would feel better if your children walked into school ahead instead of behind or where they left off from the summer? I know I would love to have my daughter enrolled in the Bell program, knowing that focus on progress, not doing the bare minimum to prevent regression, all in a Braille-rich environment that offered additional social and academic benefits that would boost her confidence. How many of you would love to give your child with low vision, who has never been exposed to Braille, an opportunity to realize that sight doesn't equal success, and what that learning Braille could be the key to more efficient reading and writing everywhere, anywhere, anytime, with nothing but a book in their lap? A Bell program can offer those opportunities. Most schools have adopted the New York State Common Core curriculum, but not many focus on the expanded core curriculum. For new parents in the audience or anybody that doesn't know what that is, the expanded core curriculum, or ECC, are those academic, recreational, and daily living skills that our blind children need exposure to, because the blind don't learn through observation. They learn by doing and from experience. Bell teaches both. One of our goals is a leadership team. If we have interest from families, our Bell program in New York State is to incorporate multiple expanded core curriculum learning opportunities throughout the scheduled day. Bell is a program specifically tailored for our blind children, where they can play and learn with other children. It is very similar to Camp Abilities through CABVI. If some of you don't already know what Camp Abilities is, it is a camp for blind children. They bike, ride, kayak, climb ropes, swim, etc. Bella is the same concept, only fun, hands-on exposure with Braille along with other blind children. Who can argue that the Bell program wouldn't benefit their child? Oh, I'm not done. Okay, go ahead. Brooke wants to say something.
And also, this wasn't part of our original presentation, but in speaking with Brian Daniels today, one of the other goals of the Bell program is to link blind children with positive blind adult role models, and he indicated that he would be willing to facilitate that relationship if we have a Bell program in bringing blind adults into the program for our young children.
Thank you. That would be awesome. As Brooke stated, the Bell program is 2 weeks of Braille enrichment. That means 2 weeks of intense Braille instruction through fun hands-on learning activities. If you're a parent of a blind child, imagine what kind of a boost this would give your child. If you're a parent or a teacher that has been told that your child or student does not need Braille, imagine how awesome it would be for them to have the opportunity to learn Braille. So if you value progression over regression in the summer, let us know you wish to enroll your child in the Bell program. If your child has low vision and has never been exposed to the freedom of Braille, let us know you wish to enroll your child in the Bell program. If you want your child to gain confidence by being challenged in a positive way through exposure to expanded core curriculum skills while making friends with peers and adults in a Braille-rich environment, let us know you wish to enroll your child in the Braille program. Thank you. Kate.
Phillipson. Phillipson. Carl.
Julie.
I have a question. Okay. I guess I'll just
Yeah, Julie, go ahead.
Just go ahead and ask it. How are you advertising this throughout the state? Is Brian willing to give us a list of or send out information for us to families?
Okay. Brooke has begun work on that. We will be doing this shortly. We need to determine how much interest there is. And I think we're getting the idea there is an interest, isn't there?
Well, and also I'd like to, after convention, get a flyer out to Carl, to any agencies through the New York State School for the Blind listserv, out to TVIs to share with families, any way that we can share any information, if anybody's willing to help with that. To reach the families and get the interest level going, then we can move from there.
It won't be big to start with because we want to do it right.
So and we've also talked about putting it on the website and on the NFB of New York website as well. So.
I also harken back to something that Mark said this morning that Dr. Mauer said, a paraphrase, if the schools won't teach our children Braille, we will. Ladies, thank you so much. Oh, you're not done. I'm sorry. You acted like you were done.
We took questions. So okay. No, we're not
gonna... Go. You got five.
I've got 5 minutes. Okay, so I will talk fast. Oh, dear. Okay. So what are the social benefits to our kids of a Bell program, right? This is their summer. So, you know, before we put our kids... And when I say our kids, I mean all of us in the room's kids. I think it was brought up this morning that every blind child is our child. It doesn't have to be biologically, you know, produced by you to be your child. If the child is blind, the child is owned by all of us here in this organization. So what's the benefit for our kids of attending a Bell program in the summer instead of something else? First of all, kids go to camp. They go to soccer camp, Bible camp, Girl or Boy Scout camp. If there's any kind of interest activity that you can think of, there's probably a camp where kids go over the summer. Carl over here, fat camp, right? Where kids go over the summer to have fun, they gain skills, and best of all, they give their parents a much-needed break. Kids go to camp. So when one of our blind children attends a Bell program, he or she is engaging in a typical experience that he or she can take back to school in the fall and share, just like every other kid. This is what we want, right? We want our blind kids to have the same developmentally appropriate experiences as their sighted peers, all right? A Bell program experience would be a terrific introductory kind of camp experience or a change or an addition for children who already participate in organized summer activities. So that's one thing. Second, okay, blind kids need to get to know other blind kids. And my parents are sitting in the back of the room probably going, ha, because I'm saying this from the perspective of the kid who was most definitely not a joiner, okay? but the experience of being around other blind children who can share some of their own challenges and successes can be tremendously validating for our kids. Just as we love to come to convention and swap stories and knowledge, our kids need that opportunity as well. While participating in a Bell program, they will be able to give one another advice, share their difficulties, and challenge one another to try harder and do more. Even kids who may initially resist the idea of spending part of their summer doing blindness-related activities will reap the benefit of this kind of equal social interaction. And I think about who's saying it. People who know me know that, I'm not a rah-rah kind of person, and it really is. And I was the kid who didn't want to go to any blindness anything. And it really, yeah, my mother is in stitches. but it really is. It really, really is good for our kids, even if you don't have to drag them kicking and screaming.
Louise Mary Lou, isn't it nice to have her admit that you were right?
Okay. Finally, blind children, and Brooke touched on this a little bit, and so did Jessica. Blind children need to be around successful, high-functioning blind adults. They need to get to know people who are doing exciting, real-world jobs and have the opportunity to pick our brains about how we've overcome the challenges that we've faced. And this is why it's so wonderful that the Bell program is sponsored by the National Federation of the Blind. Look around this room, or don't look if you can't. Just think around this room. In here right now, if they haven't fled already, we have past and future lawyers, teachers, doctors, scientists, computer programmers, and clergy. Our kids, imagine what it's going to be like for our kids to get to spend 2 weeks immersed in our philosophies, our attitudes, and surrounded by our members. In addition to the practical skills of literacy that they're going to take away, they're also going to take away, I hope, a glimpse of their future and what it can potentially be. And also the knowledge that there are very few challenges in life that can't be overcome with a little hard-headed persistence and some creativity. And that's the lesson that we can pass along to these kids. What a tremendous gift, right, to be able to give. It's one of the main reasons I'm so proud and so privileged to be a part of the process of bringing the Bell program to New York. Thank you.
And last but not least, I will echo Carl's statement. I'll do my best because I'm not a native New Yorker, but this is New York. We need a Bell program.